From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Anti-government protests spreading in North Africa. Morocco is the latest country to be hit with demonstrations. NPR's Tom Jelton is in the Moroccan capital of Rabat. He says demonstrators are demanding greater democracy.
There is a king, Mohammed VI. He's actually fairly popular on a personal basis, but the people here are demanding that the Moroccan parliament really assert itself more and be given more power. They're calling for constitutional reforms to really limit the power of the monarchy and really make the parliament more of a democratic institution. There's also concerns about corruption around the royal family.
NPR's Tom Jelton reporting from Morocco's capital. The march in Morocco has been peaceful, but things are different in Libya, where witnesses are reporting chaos in the eastern city of Benghazi. The BBC's John Line reports the anti-government protests in Libya appear to be concentrated along the northern coast of the country and not in the capital.
Troubles have spread to cities going along that coastal strip. I mean, Benghazi is a couple of thousand, 2,000 kilometers or so from Tripoli. It's a long way away and quite a sparsely populated country. But the troubles had spread along the coastal strip but hadn't really arrived in Tripoli itself. And somebody was just driving around just a couple of hours ago in Tripoli itself, and he said he really hadn't seen any sign of trouble. It really was business as normal on the first day of the working week there. That it has not spread at all to Tripoli yet.
BBC's John Lyon reporting from Cairo. Libyan authorities are not allowing foreign reporters to enter the country. Afghan authorities now say 40 people died yesterday in a Taliban attack. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that a team of suicide bombers also wounded 72 people in the attack on a bank in the eastern city of Jalalabad.
Five suicide bombers wearing Afghan army uniforms infiltrated a branch of Kabul Bank, where Afghan police and soldiers lined up to get their salaries. They began shooting, and several detonated their explosive vests. Additional security forces arrived and laid siege to the bank, where several insurgents had barricaded themselves inside. Afghan officials said the casualties mounted because none of the soldiers or police had their weapons inside the bank with them. Authorities said the Afghan army uniforms also confused police. It's possible one of the wounded suicide bombers was picked up by paramedics and then detonated his bomb. Afghan authorities say they took one of the attackers alive, a Pakistani national. They also said the Taliban fighter who planned the attack has been arrested. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
NATO says it's investigating an Afghan government claim that 64 civilians died in coalition operations in a remote part of northeast Afghanistan over the past several days. Afghan officials in the region say 15 men, 20 women, and 29 children or young adults were killed. NATO says video airstrikes show coalition troops targeting and killing 36 armed insurgents. This is NPR. Strong winds combined with mild temperatures and extremely dry conditions along the East Coast helped touch off dozens of fires this weekend. And as NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, the wind even ruined a national landmark in the nation's capital.
Winds gusting up to 55 miles per hour were strong enough to split the national Christmas tree in two. The 42-foot Colorado blue spruce has been in place next to the south lawn of the White House since 1978. Bill Line, spokesman for the National Park Service, told WJLA-TV the tree will be replaced.
Once this tree is removed and mulched, we will prepare the grounds and we will move to bring in the successor tree.
Line says another tree has already been picked out. He says it will be moved and planted on the ellipse sometime this spring. Maryland State Police had to shut down Interstate 95 in both directions for a time after a wildfire at a mulch plant jumped into the median of the highway. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The strong winds along the East Coast are causing problems for firefighters in New York City. They fanned the flames of an apartment house fire in Brooklyn. A fire department spokesman says at least 20 firefighters have been injured. On the West Coast, a winter storm has sparked worries of flooding, and snow falling in the mountains around the San Francisco Bay Area has been keeping crews busy. A co-producer of the films based on C.S. Lewis's Narnia books has died in New York City. Perry Moore was 39 years old. Police say Moore was found unconscious in the bathroom of his apartment in Manhattan Thursday morning. The cause of death is not clear yet, but foul play is not suspected. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington. Support.